how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
I am.
I don't know. Can you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? Where's the gentleman? I hear the lady saying yes, but how about the gentleman? All right. I'm here, old man. Old man, you know who. Anyway, hello on this Wednesday evening, and we tonight, as promised you, will have a special guest. And do we have him on the line yet? Well, why not? Why not? You don't know? Huh? All right. I have very uncooperative producers lately. Just kidding. All right. Anyway, our guest tonight is a man who is of Cuban extraction, but his speeches are totally Americanized. And his first name is Francisco. Now, this gentleman has been involved and will be involved specifically with the May 6th Day of Reckoning, as some of us call it. The Reckoning. That's right. And that has to do with Mr. Bush being responsible as commander-in-chief and leader of the unfree world for the major violation of our immigration laws and the border. And please, for those of you out there who still don't get it, it's not about Mexicans. It's not about Chinese. It's not about any particular group. It's about us, our borders. That's what it's all about, protecting the borders that are rapidly, rapidly being erased by this administration. Thank you. My guest tonight is none other than Frank George. Hello, Frank George. How are you?
Hello, Rick. I'm doing fine. How are you tonight,
well,
sir?
So far, so good. And I appreciate you coming on to give us your perspective. You have a unique perspective on this invasion USA that we've been dealing with now for a long time. And you have, I guess you've, have you come here from Cuba or are you just of Cuban extraction?
Sir, I actually came from Cuba. I was born there. I was fortunate enough that my family left a couple of years before Fidel Castro took over that island state.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just a few days short of my 7th birthday. I am a legal immigrant into the United States,
mm-hmm.
thanks to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe my allegiance to this country and to no other country, and I include Cuba when I say that. And I am proud, of course, to have been born in Cuba.
Amen. Well, it's wonderful that you have said that. You already got me feeling better tonight. after we take our break, which is our first break, well, plenty of time to get into it, your background, your feelings, your family, and what is going on, what's happening to our country today as we speak. So welcome aboard, Mr. George, Frank George, to be exact, J-O-R-G-E. We will be back with a fascinating show tonight. Join in. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall return. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Our guest, Frank George, and he is responsible, by the way, for this reckoning, if you will, this big rally. I hope it will be large, big, in Crawford. Isn't that so, by the way? Isn't that so, Frank?
Oh, that is very so, Rick. Absolutely so. And I'm hoping that it will indeed be a large rally. I would like to see the numbers out there. I estimate that we'll have anywhere between 400 to 1,000 folks out there. We have been helped out greatly by these horrible marches that illegal aliens have staged in cities like Los Angeles, where 500,000 of them turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, where another 500,000 turned out. Chicago. The illegal alien lobby and the illegal aliens are muscling their way into getting legalized in America, and in George Bush, they have found a more than willing ally.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never have thought that I would see something like this in the United States of America, which makes this rally, a reckoning in Crawford, Texas, even more important in order to let everybody, especially this president and Congress, know that we mean business, and I personally want to see this president impeached over what he's doing to the United States of America and to the American people with respect to illegal immigration.
Just for beginners, yes, yes. I would like to go way beyond that, but that's...
I agree with you, so would I.
We'll get into a little bit maybe later tonight, but we always do on this program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Now, the Texas Minuteman, we've got Shannon McGauley, who's been with us, We've had a number of guests in the last few weeks, in fact. And you, yourself, head up the Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, right?
That is correct. I am a member, and I keep up their webpage, and am a very good friend of Lupe Marino, right, who is the president of that organization.
Right. Now, of course, Lupe has been called a racist, a bigot, a what else? Now, let's see, all kinds of horrible names, you know, that usually are ascribed to people who take a moral stand on an issue like defending American sovereignty and independence from the New World Order. So I'm sure you, too, have been a victim of a volley of name-calling and personal attacks, because that's the only ammunition the other side seems to have at its disposal. Is that so? You've been attacked, too, on those grounds?
Oh, of course. Nobody is immune to all the name-calling and everything. In fact, they have a very special name for me. I'm very well-known by them.
Yeah.
You know, I've done protests out here in California, and the minute they spot me, they start yelling, gusano. Now, gusano is a Spanish word. It means worm. And where it comes from is Fidel Castro, when a lot of the Cubans could no longer take his dictatorship and the economics or the lack of economic opportunities in the island,
mm-hmm,
and started heading to the United States, he named them worms, and he said that the worms were not needed. So when these people call me a gusano, which I'm not, by the way, because I got here before all of that,
mm-hmm,
they are revealing one very important thing, Rick. They are communists, and I will tell you personally, yeah, that I have seen the communist influence that runs in and out of these organizations that are protesting in the United States today.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. We've been saying that for a long time, and all you have to do is read the newspapers, the Communist Daily News, The Worker, the various publications of the Communist Party, Political Affairs, you know, all of these organizations, the CFR, the Communist Party, the Socialist Workers Party. They all boast. This is their issue. This is virtually their number one issue, and that is to break down all American order, to make this country nothing more than a dustbin of history. That's what they intend to do, linking it to the New World Order, and part of a, if you will, a regionalization of governments around the world that no longer are independent, no longer are free, but are part of a, if you will, the social fabric of a New World Order. They make no bones about it. They're pretty obvious about it. And yet the media, the so-called honest media, continue to portray them as immigrants when they're not even immigrants, many of these people. They're here illegally, demonstrating, getting tax funding, getting funding from the churches and other organizations, labor groups, to do their thing. They're not legal. But the media continue to portray anyone, regardless of where they're from or how they're here, as immigrant reformers. And those who oppose them are usually portrayed as some sort of backward, redneck, bunch of Ku Klux Klansmen waiting to kill people that don't look like the rest of us. See, the media really are the enemy. I cannot stress that enough, Frank. And I think you're well aware of it, since you've been victimized by it yourself.
Amen. It's been a source of frustration, and I don't count on them anymore. I have noticed that, you know, when I'm also a Minuteman, I am also a Texas Minuteman. I belong to many different organizations involved in this issue. I've been involved in this since I was about 18 years of age, before people felt that there was any need to look at this. And I am now 55 years old, so I've been in this situation for a long, long time, Rick, and what has impressed me, or upon me, the need to be involved in keeping this country alive is the fact that I lost my home country. And I see the very same thing happening,
mm-hmm,
here, and every time I go to a rally or something, American media rarely attends. If they do, they don't really take a good look at the issue. They do not represent it properly, but Mexican or Hispanic media is always there to give that news to their audience. And we, the American people, do not get the same kind of information, even though the parent company of the television studios and radio station representatives that show up on behalf of the Spanish people are owned by American media companies.
Yeah, and I use that, I would say I would use that term American rather loosely.
un-American, I would say.
Right. Exactly. You know, had you been a pro-Castro type, if you will, a Cuban who was singing the praises of Castro, you would be not only greeted by people like Steven Spielberg, but also probably awarded money to do what you're doing if you were demonstrating for illegal immigration into the United States. No doubt about that. The media are looking for a poster child and someone like yourself who are on the opposite aisle of the political spectrum.
Absolutely. So, look, I have spent thousands of my own dollars. Nobody's given me a dime. I'm not asking for any money either. But I have become painfully aware that all the opposition groups, say, for example, Mecha, Maldiv, the National Council of La Raza, and by the way, the National Council of La Raza recently was given several millions of dollars by our own government. That's my tax money given to an organization that is anti-American, which is a brown supremacy group that wants to restore to Mexico all those lands that were lost by Mexico in the Mexican War of 1846.
Mm-hmm.
So my government is giving my money to people that want to overthrow the government of the United States and send me back to Europe because this is their chant, go back to Europe. That's what they tell all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Europe. I've heard it more than one time. And I've heard it since I was 18 years old. I've been aware of all these movements and what they're involved in.
It's ironic because here you know, whenever the media can, they will latch on to some American who's demonstrating against the illegals who says, go back to Mexico, go back to Haiti, go back to Chile, wherever you're from. And they say that is some sort of a narrow-minded bigotry, you see.
Oh, yeah.
They
well,
are
you know,
doing
I,
the very
I,
same thing.
I would love to have them focus on me, and perhaps they have, because I go out with a bullhorn, and that's exactly what I yell out. Go back to Mexico. You're not welcome here. You're here. You're welcome here if you're here legally. If you're not, get out. Go back to Mexico. And the reason I do that, Rick, is because I have been through an evolution with these groups.
Yes.
One of my very first protests that I did with a group called Save Our State was in the town of Alhambra. There were about 30 of us, and we were surrounded by about 500 screaming pro-illegal alien activists, communists, and all anarchists and all sorts of people that you would not like to have in this country. And from that crowd, somebody reached out, grabbed my forearm, and twisted the flesh on it quite painfully. There was nothing I could do about it because I was being escorted by police through a crowd of hostiles. And my wife was also physically attacked, though she was able to get away. My eyes were on her all the time to defend her if anything happened.
Mm-hmm.
She broke away from a grip that a female protester had put on her. And you know what? From that moment on, the gloves were off. I don't play games with these people. They are here to destroy us, and that's what they will do.
Yes. I think we lost contact for a moment, did we? No, but they may be cutting the lines. Who knows? All right. All right. Someone is trying to interfere with this program. Some satanic force. I have no doubt about it.
Well,
anyway, what you say is absolutely true. And unfortunately, we in this movement, this American movement, who are Americans, who are Americanists, who believe in the Constitution, who believe in the territorial integrity of this land, we are on the defensive, and we should not be. We should be leading the offensive. And unfortunately, as you know, it is a difficult thing to get working people, real people, who don't depend on the government for a handout, to come and do their own demonstrating, hold their own rallies. And, of course, when they do, we know the media will either underestimate their numbers or ignore them altogether. That's a fact. We have to break. We've got a break coming up. Frank George, stay where you are, and we will be back with Frank. We'll take calls, and we will continue on this important subject of Invasion USA. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back. you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back with Minuteman and also member of Definitely Latinos for Immigration Reform. He is Frank George. The communist dictatorship was installed by the Eisenhower administration of Fidel Castro. So here we go. We've already got calls lined up. Would you like to start taking some calls, Frank?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. And some of our calls may be hostile. Some of them may be friendly. But we love to have a diversity, as they say, because diversity is our strength. All right. Let's let's give the number out now, 800-313-9443. That is our number. And I believe first up is the acerbic, let's see now, Rita from Texas. Yes. Hello, Rita.
About hostility, Rick.
You.
I find that I'm glad I'm in the United States of America, and while there's freedom of speech,
yes,
you know, I try to practice it. And I firmly believe, as far as this gentleman is concerned and those who support him,
yes,
that they are truly, as far as I'm concerned, domestic enemies within our own country.
I'm one of them.
Well,
you bet I am.
You may be educable, Rick. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, no, my. Thank
because
you.
I've,
thank you, Rita. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so that was it for Rita. Hello?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm
okay,
here.
So, Okay, so that was it from Rita. Rita thinks I'm a domestic enemy.
You're an enemy of the Republic because you want to protect the Republic.
Oh, okay. Well, Rita is welcome to go either to Mexico or Cuba. They can make room for her. I don't want her here. That's just the way that I am. So, Rita, pack up your bags and get lost, honey, because I don't want you here. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Rita. Jeff in Massachusetts, what think ye? You're on the program now.
And with me, I'm very friendly. And, you guys are some of my best heroes because, you know, you are trying to protect this country from the communist scourge. And, in fact, I have a book in front of me, Frank, called Red Cocaine by Joseph D. Douglas, Jr. Have you read it?
No, sir, I have not.
Basically, there is a three-stage process to break down this country. One is the softening process, which is to balkanize America. Number two is the breakdown, because balkanization leads to a breakdown. And number three, reconstruction. Now, in the book Red Cocaine, the book talks about illegal drugs coming to America, and there is three major conduits of the drug epidemic, and it starts off with Czechoslovakia, Cuba, and then South America, Central America, and Mexico. And when you guys talk about illegal immigration, the major product that comes through with illegal immigrants is drugs. And that is part of the softening process,
mm-hmm.
or chemical warfare, as Mao Zedong calls it.
Right.
So I just want to ask the guest what he thinks of Cuba being used as a major conduit to collapse America, and will there be a future civil war in this country between good people like us?
I'm very glad you've asked the question, and I'm sorry I did not get your name.
Jeff from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Jeff, okay, Jeff, you know what? You've addressed a number of issues that are high priorities for someone like myself. Number one, do I think there will be a civil war in this country? My answer is yes. I honestly do think that that is going to happen, that we are headed in that direction. Also, with respect to Cuba being a conduit for drugs and so forth, that has been known for a good number of years. What it should be of interest to every American citizen at this moment in time is the knowledge that you've got Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, who has created a very cozy socialist communistic type partnership with Castro, who is feeding him, Chavez is feeding him the petrodollars that are made by Americans buying gasoline from Citgo. And, you know, a lot of the oil that we get in the United States comes from Venezuela. Hugo Chavez has already helped Evo Morales of Bolivia to take over that country. And, of course, they both have a partnership with Red China. We are living, I believe, the most dangerous times that America has ever faced. You've
mm-hmm.
got North Korea with nukes, Iran developing nukes, a war in Iraq, and a president who is absolutely worthless because he will not secure the border and deport people who are here illegally who have shown themselves to not be acting in the best interest of the United States of America. If the American people do not get up, if we do not rise up and address all of these problems that our government refuses to address, you can stick a fork in it, we're done.
Frank, I agree with you, and let me throw out another good caveat. There's another good book called Through the Eyes of the Enemy by Stanislav Lunev, where he talks about Spetsnaz troops coming into this country. I mean, I don't even like to use the word illegal immigration. I like to use the word just simple invasion.
That's what it is.
And from the book called Through the Eyes of the Enemy, Stanislav's point is you take the fight to the American people. The American people are soft and basically use nuclear weapons to blow up cities and assassinate political leaders. That's from the book Through the Eyes of the Enemy by Stanislav Lunev, by Spetsnaz and GRU troops.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. We got a
Thank
break.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll be back, and we'll have more calls. Rick Adams, stay tuned. Our guest, of course, is Frank George. We will return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fireworks galore here. We're talking about Invasion USA. Our guest, Frank George, and he's a member of Latinos for Immigration Reform. He's helping to put together this whole exercise May 6th in Crawford. Remember, May 1st, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, is the day which all hell could break loose in the United States. We await next Monday with bated breath. Now, Frank, we have Rita back from Texas, but I'm going to ask Rita, please, Rita, if you have a point, just make your point. Don't get excited. Don't keep talking. Let him speak as well, and then we can have a dialogue, okay? Rita from Texas, you are back to argue your point with Frank George.
Thank you, Rick.
No, I'm Rick. You're Rita. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm an American-born citizen, and I see a great danger with regards to the mentality that this gentleman is proposing and those who support him with regards to demonizing so-called illegal aliens, and many of them are of Mexican ancestry. I live around the I live about an hour from Austin, Texas, and in reading the Austin American Statesman, there's already been an announcement for a relocation camp in Taylor, Texas, federal relocation camp that is being equipped for men, women, and children. I believe that this movement to demonize the so-called illegal aliens is a ploy by the communist and the Zionist government in order to condition the American people to accept the same type of mentality that the German people at large were doing over in Germany in demonizing the Jews, blaming the Jews, all of them, for their economic woes. If the gentleman wants to make good use of his time, I would suggest that he start getting a movement going to abolish the federal income tax. The federal income tax is doing a great deal with regards to destroying the economic success of individuals in this country. And the other deal is that as far as this idea of demonizing people, this thing was done in the last century with regards to the Irish. You have a large Protestant mentality that didn't want the Irish in here because many of them were Catholics. And I was really shocked when I went to a Texas legislature session to hear one of the legislators talking about that one of the ramifications of illegal aliens was, and I didn't know this, that it would have criminalized the Roman Catholic Church in the United States. Apparently the Catholics are into practicing a Christian concept of attending to the suffering, and also whatsoever you shall do the least of my brethren, you do unto me.
All right, Rita, you made a lot of points here. Let him respond to what you have said thus far. Give him a chance, all right? Frank,
okay.
Go ahead.
very good. Rita, it's good to have you back. Rita, with respect to my using my time in a productive manner, that's up to me. If you want to attack the income tax system, I'll join you on doing that. It's perhaps the only thing you and I will ever agree upon, that there's a problem with that. I don't know what perspective you're coming from with this problem because, number one, I can speak Spanish and interact with these people quite frequently. I do not see them as less than myself. I do see them here illegally. I see that there's a tremendous problem. And if you had watched your television set, you would have seen all these people waving their Mexican flags, marching through Dallas, through Los Angeles, California, Chicago, and more is to come on Monday. And I guarantee you, Rita, that they do not feel like Americans. They want to be Mexicans here in the United States and be proud Mexicans. And my answer to that, Rita, is that they have not assimilated into our culture. In fact, they despise what we are. And they're so proud of Mexico, I would gladly give them a ticket to go back home and live in Mexico, which, by the way, I have been there even recently. I would submit to you, Rita, that I know a lot more about what's going on than you do with respect to this movement. And, Rita, why don't you explain to me why frequently they have flags that have the picture of Che Guevara on them, a red flag with Che Guevara, the communist revolutionary, and explain to me why do they have these people amongst them? And are the communists not using the illegal immigration movement as a battering ram to do away with the freedoms that we have?
I can't explain it, sir. It's called the First Amendment. I grew up in a generation that even the soldiers were saying, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will risk my life to defend your right to say it. And they're able to do that, sir, because we are the United States of America. And
we're not going to be that much longer, particularly with Americans like yourself who are thinking in the wrong fashion. Are you a member of Mecha Maldiv or the National Council of Arasa or any of those groups?
I absolutely am not, sir. I'm a red-blooded American born in the United States, and I really resented you when you personally said to me that I can get out of this country. If anyone should get out of this country, it shouldn't be me. It ought to be you because you seem to not want to uphold freedom of not only speech but also freedom to emigrate. I would venture to say that there are Americans in foreign countries that are proud that they're Americans, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if some of them even have American flags with them for all I know. So
Rita, I do not feel comforted by having thousands of people waving a flag that is not my flag, which is the American flag. And though you may want to send me some other place, I'll be very blunt with you and tell you that one of me is worth 100 of you where it comes to the national security of this country. Are you for open borders, Rita? Do you find it okay for people to come here by the thousands as they do now?
With the principles of the United States of America, sir, I sure do. We didn't close
those borders.
Okay, so
you approve of breaking the law?
We didn't.
You approve of them breaking the law because that is the first thing they do when they come to this country is they break the law. And when they do that, Rita, they cut to the front of the line because there are thousands, if not millions, of people who have applied legally to come into this country and yet they're still waiting while these people just cut to the front of the line by jumping over the fence on the border, and I have seen this personally. Have you gone to the borders, Rita, and do you speak Spanish? Answer both questions, please.
One, I don't have to speak Spanish. No, I don't speak Spanish. And the other thing that I got disgusted about when I was over there at El Paso, because, you see, I lived on the East Coast where I was taught in the public school system about the Statue of Liberty. I also remember the Berlin Wall, and then I saw the daggum El Paso Wall that is going on. Sir, you, as far as I'm concerned, are bringing in communist propaganda and ideas under the banner of Americanism, and I hope that your efforts fail. The Austin American statesmen are talking about roundups that are going on. That is Nazi communism, sir, and I certainly hope that your ideas are not blessed. And even if it were in the majority, I still wouldn't support it, because years ago people used to believe the world was flat, but that didn't make it true. So
all
that's
right.
My comments.
Well,
thank
Rita,
you,
you've been given enough time, and I thank you for your call.
Thank you, Rita.
Obviously,
go home to Mexico. Go home to Russia, wherever you like.
Obviously,
have a good evening, Rita.
There is a problem with communication here, and where the problem comes in, I think, is that Rita is mixing everything into one big boiling pot. And what she's saying is, if you are basically for protecting American borders, then you are, in effect, destroying America and the American dream. And that is absolutely nonsensical. And the reason it's nonsensical is because we have a legal process of coming into the country and we have an illegal process of coming into the country. No nation that has ever survived has ever abandoned its territorial borders or its sovereignty. And that is the problem. Now, yes, I will agree with Rita that there are forces in this government, at the very top of this corrupt, rotten, occupied government in Washington, that would like to be able to put American citizens in camps who disagree. We've already seen that with Abu Ghraib. We've already seen that with Cuba itself at Guantanamo. I have no doubt about that. But just because that is the case does not mean that we ought not to be enforcing the border and sealing the border immediately and protecting American property and citizens, private property, by the way, as well, from invaders. So that's my comment, Frank. You can go on if you wish, but we have so many other callers.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's take another call.
I think we'll take more. All right. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and our guest is Mr. Frank George. As you can see, he's a Latino for immigration reform, part of the organization. And we'll talk more about what's coming up on May 6th in Crawford, how he needs your help. You'd like to participate, you may, and what will we expect this coming Monday, May 1st? Right now, it's time for Scott in Massachusetts. I think I know this Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Rick.
Hi,
how
Scott.
Are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. America is my home.
Amen.
And I'm getting ready to go to bed right now. And guess what?
What's that?
My house is all locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody coming in here takes their lives in their own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't belong here. They haven't been invited here. And they haven't asked to come here. And I haven't granted them permission.
Oh, so un-American, Scott.
So if they walk in, into my home right now, they are in big trouble if I don't let them in.
Oh,
so if they just decide they're going to break in here, I have an XVR, an extreme velocity revolver.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope and pray that all red-blooded Americans out there go out and get the means to protect themselves from the upcoming revolution that is going to occur. That mm-hmm. is occurring, not going. But is occurring as we speak right now. So hurry up and buy bullets. But anyway, Frank.
Well, Frank agrees that at some point this is going to come down to the street. So he agrees with you on that.
Right.
Oh,
America,
I certainly do. And Scott, my home is just like your home. Anybody breaks into it, they better either have life insurance or they better have a place in the cemetery to have them put in. I agree with you 100%. I'd like to ask you, Scott, how are people feeling about Ted Kennedy addressing all of the illegal aliens that showed up in Washington? Any word on that from out there?
Oh, no. Ted Kennedy is, he's God up here. The people up here get down. He can kill people and get away with it. So.
He has.
Yes.
You know, what else can I say? But I have a couple of questions for you, Frank, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Scott.
We have all these different terms that we throw out. Nationalism, socialism, communism, internationalism, capitalism. Now, I see something going on down in South America, and I don't call it socialist or communist, and I don't even call it capitalist. I call it anti-internationalist nationalism. Give me your feelings on that. Anti-internationalist nationalism.
Well, I would say it's the first time I've heard the term myself, and I'm
making it up as we speak.
Okay. I'm not the best of educated folks, let me put it that way, but the term makes sense to me because
what I see happening down there is that they're
beginning to take control over their own countries. Unfortunately, everything that I see taking control is a communist form of government that's evolving.
Communist? Hugo Chavez was elected, yes or no?
He was elected, yes, but his leanings are all communist.
And it's socialist. See, to me, communist brings to light godlessness.
Mm-hmm.
I associate communism with godlessness and total dictatorship of the state.
Yes, it will evolve. I do believe that you will see that evolve. It is it is at this moment evolving in South America with respect to Hugo Chavez. He's already changed the flag of the country. And what I'm waiting to see is when he begins to redistribute private property and give it to other folks. That's one of the next steps that has got to happen. He's already nationalized some aspects of the industries there. So I'm keeping an eye out on that, Scott, to see how it evolves. It would be very interesting to see if it's a different form of communism, whether he just a socialist or whether he's going to become a full red-blooded communist. And I think that he will.
Let me ask you a question, Frank.
Yes, sir.
We have large foreign investment and ownership in this country right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Big Chinese investment, big Saudi Arabian investment, big international investment in this country right here. If we decide to close the borders and throw all these internationalists who are trying to take this country out, if we take them down, do I then become some kind of socialist communist?
No, I don't think that makes you a socialist communist of any kind. No, to get rid of people who are not supposed
to take their stuff and redistribute it to those who have a birthright here in the United States to it instead of the foreigners who are buying our water, buying our electric generation, buying everything, buying all our real estate. If we just decide to bounce all these foreign investors out of here, close our borders and tell them get the hell out, I'm just an American nationalist. That's what I am. I'm not a communist, a socialist.
Yeah, if that's all you do, Scott, I think that would be one thing, you know. But if you go beyond that, like Allende did in Chile, you start stealing private property, nationalizing industry, then it begins to take on a different color, right?
Well, it depends what industry you're nationalizing.
Any private industry, electric service
in this country. Yeah. And now all our vital electric power generation plants are in the hands of foreign people.
What about trucking? Then what about nationalizing trucking companies, transportation, all of these that are vehicles for distribution of produce and goods?
Rick, what I'm saying is something that the people had owned previously was sold to international. We had these things. These things were things that we invested in that we allowed the criminals in Washington and in our state capitals to basically supervise and allow the some forces in the free market enterprise to work within.
I know what you're saying, Scott.
I don't see the criminality of a Hugo Chavez. I don't see the criminality of the Bolivian guy. I don't see the criminality going down in Argentina. These people are throwing off these international gangster banksters like Bush, Cheney.
I think that's part of the control grid, though, Scott.
Yeah, and I would agree with you, Scott. I agree with you that part of it, of reclaiming their country for themselves, is
right.
A positive part.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, I think that what you're going to see is that that's only part of the process.
Yeah.
And then when it goes through its full evolution, they're going to be worse off than they were before. And, of course, I come from Cuba. We've already seen that. Been there, done that, in a sense.
Right, right.
All the Americans were thrown out. The Soviets came in. And today Cubans get on rafts in order to swim across and get to Florida any which way they can.
That's Scott, right. Let me ask you a question because we're running up against the clock. Scott, shall we seal the border immediately or not? Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
We seal the border immediately. We can spend billions of dollars over there in Israel to build the wall of shame.
Yep.
And we can build it right here, and it's a wall that we can all be proud of.
Amen. Thank you, Scott. Good hearing from you, Scott. All righty. We'll be right back with Frank George. I'm Rick Adams. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back up now. My pots are up. My levels are up. My temper's up. And I'm raring to go. Raring to go. 800-313-9443. Every week, once or twice a week, we now deal with this crisis in America. And it is a crisis, whether we like it or not. Yes, the government created it. Yes, this government in Washington allowed it to build up for 35, 40 years until now. It is a crisis. And people like Ted Kennedy are the ones who should be deported first, rather than some of these people who are Americans and some who are still waiting to become Americans. Frank, I don't think you'll disagree with me on that now, will you?
Oh, no, I will not disagree with you on that. Yes, Ted Kennedy should be thrown out of this country, and I think so should George Bush. He has shown so little allegiance to our country.
And most of the Senate, by the way. You see, they're playing the game now with the Repubs, who are the so-called conservatives, who are not going to be part of this powwow of Mr. Bush's, trying to get enough Republicans to break this logjam on the so-called immigration bill.
Yes, he shut them out, and he had his meeting with those people that would say yes to everything that he wants. I'm aware of that. And the American people have to address this issue, because American government is not going to solve this.
No,
there are a few good men out there, Tom Tancredo and a few, but the American people have to be involved. And I don't know what event it is that will cause everybody to finally get up. Unfortunately, I think, Rick, that it's going to be a catastrophic event. I don't know if it's Middle Easterners setting off an atomic bomb or what, but when something like that occurs, I know the American people will say, enough is enough, and by the way, let's get the president and some of these people, let's put them on trial, and let's put them in jail where they belong.
On death row, I think, is where they belong. They are really evil and traitors to this country. You know?
I'm with you. They are traitors.
I can't mince words anymore. I'm at the point where it's so late now, we have to call a spade a spade. Let's take a call now from Bridget in North Carolina. Hello, Bridget. Thank you.
Yeah, hello. I appreciate your program and your guests. I just want to remind you that Kenneth Galbraith, I think he's a professor, of economics, wrote a book years ago about the free movement of labor in the Americas.
You're talking about John Kenneth Galbraith?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well aware of him and his socialism, yes.
Yeah.
His collectivism, yes.
Yeah, but isn't he a Harvard man or
Yale? Of course,
Yale,
of course. Harvard hates America. What would you expect? Yes.
Yeah, right. So, And to Rita, if she's still listening in Texas, I'm a godless German, and I find these times very interesting in America because of what Germany went through.
Nobody can say we're not living in interesting times, Bridget. There's no question about that.
Yeah, okay. But you see, Kenneth Galbraith is an elite person, and I think the elite had these plans years ago.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with you. They have. They've mapped them out, dividing up the world into regional governments, one-world global entities. They've done it in Europe, or they've tried to. Here they're doing it in America. They call us now North Americans, by the way. No longer America or the U.S. of A. Mexico, Canada, the United States, North Americans. That's what we are as an entity now, you see?
Exactly.
Right.
And
right.
Everybody is just a labor. It's actually like a plantation when you look at it.
Ah, yes. We're going back to the feudal days, aren't we?
Right.
Well, Bridget, anything else before we break? Go ahead.
No,
if you do.
I just love you guys.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for your support and your agreement. I'm sure Frank is very appreciative of that.
Yes, I am. And even as Bridget describes herself as a godless German, I wish to say, Bridget, God bless you.
Thank you for calling. All right. We will be back. Can you stay with us continually? Frank, can you stay? Good. Stay for the 2 hours. We'll be back. Hour number two, David, Shannon McGauley, Glenn, you'll all be next right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.